Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your first Friday facial. And I just want to take this opportunity to say Happy New Year's to everyone. This is the first show of the year. As everyone knows, or people who do know me, know that every December into January, I take the opportunity to go away and spend my time in the Dominican Republic, my second home. And so today, if you've been following the show, you know that each month, I select a topic as it relates to skincare and the different procedures that can be done. For those who don't know, if you have not had the opportunity to visit my store, my spa, I'm located in the Throgs Neck area of the Bronx, 3.1 miles away from Co-op City, and the exit right before crossing the Throgs Neck Bridge. And the name of my spa is called The Essence of Beauty by Tricia. Each month at The Essence of Beauty by Tricia, which is a full-service spa, I have a special, and usually the special is pertaining to whatever the subject matter that I'm talking about for the month. And again, today we were talking about microdermabrasion. So what is microdermabrasion treatment, and how does it really work? Well, microdermabrasion is a procedure that exfoliates and removes the superficial layers of dead, dry skin cells. This type of skin rejuvenates is used to treat light scarring, discoloration, sun damage, and stretch marks. So what does a microdermabrasion do? Well, one, it improves the age spots and blackheads. It improves hyperpigmentation, which is patches of dark skin. It exfoliates your skin and results in a refreshed appearance. It lessens the appearance of stretch marks. It reduces the fine lines and wrinkles. And it reduces or eliminates enlarged pores. It treats acne that are left by acne. And I think one of the biggest things that microdermabrasion does, it helps thicken the collagen, which results in a younger-looking complexion. Collagen is the protein in your skin that's abundant when you are young, and as you start to age, it appears. Well, first of all, when you're young, your skin, like I said before, you look younger, but also it makes the skin appear taut and smooth. But as we begin to age, the collagen production declines, resulting in a looser, uneven skin. So what is the microdermabrasion treatment? Well, usually what I do when a client comes into my spa, I provide them with a complete European facial. And then the last step of the European facial, after doing the cleanse, the toner, then doing a thorough examination of the skin, then I actually do the steaming, a mask, a facial massage, and then another cleansing. And then the next step, I use the microdermabrasion treatment. Microdermabrasion can be considered an add-on to any treatment that you have facial spa, and it should be performed by a licensed esthetician. And as you know, I am a New York State licensed esthetician. So, and after you have microdermabrasion, you should have your skin should be lubricated with SPF before going out into the sun. And I would recommend using that for the entire week at least, at minimum. Okay, so how often should you get a microdermabrasion facial? It depends on your skin needs. And it also kind of is dictated by your finance. But in general, most in-office procedures should be scheduled anywhere between 1 to 2 months intervals. It will vary, again, based on your skincare needs and what's recommended by your esthetician. So that's it for today. Again, you're listening to the First Friday Facial by The Essence of Beauty by Tricia, and we are located in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx, not too far from Orchard Beach and not very far from the Throgs Neck Bridge. If you have not yet done so, I'd like to invite you to like our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is called The Beauty by Tricia, and there I usually like to put different things to highlight various treatments and things I feel can help us all have a younger looking skin. And so with that, everyone, hope you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward in having you on the radio show again next month in March. Okay, good night, everyone. And oh, before I go, this is today is the official Go Red Day, so I hope you did something that, you know, help you have a healthy heart by eating healthy or planning to eat healthy in the future, and I hope you wore your red today. Okay, everyone, good night. Thank you.